on Kalamazoo down here in Kalamazoo, Michigan at the Anderson Center. We'd like to congratulate three MIAA student athletes named to the Capital One Academic All-American Basketball Team. Mark Jafari of Kalamazoo College, one of them, and Chelsea Seba of Olivet, and our own Megan Kelly of the Hope College Flying Dutch, all named to the MIAA, or the Capital One Academic All-American Basketball Team. To be eligible for the Academic All-American consideration, a student athlete must have a varsity starter or key reserve, maintain a cumulative GPA of 3.30 on a scale of 4.0, have reached sophomore athletic and academic standings or at his current institution, and nominated by his or her sports information director. And Megan Kelly is a mathematics major at Hope College with a 4.0 GPA. And Ron, you were a student athlete at one point in time. That's a tough thing to do, to be able to maintain a 4.0 GPA and be a contributing starter on a basketball team.
What's a 4.0? I never heard of such a thing.
Me either.
Kalamazoo with the basketball to get this second half underway. Hope with a 59-42 lead. Peters on the outside, leaves the ball for Dykema. Dykema goes back to Peters. He takes the Van Arendonk in, puts up a shot, misses. Rebound comes up underneath Adson. Gardner at the top of the key to Stivey over on the right side. Adson looks for Grant, can't find him underneath. Back to Gardner at the point. Gardner works one-on-one. Alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk, Stivey inside. His turnaround, good! Nice feed by Van Arendonk, bucket by Stivey. On the outside gets Whitney. Underneath, Peters puts it in. Van Arendonk did the right thing that time. He just got the arms up, and Peters shot over the top. Out front to Gardner. 61-54, Hope. Gardner, hard shot, no good. Tips it back up and in, but it isn't going to count.
And I'd like a call over the back on Ben Gardner.
Well, a little push that time in the back to get the rebound.
And
so that's three, yep.
Is that Gardner? I don't think that's Gardner's third. I think that was his second, was it?
No, that's his third.
Wow.
61-44, Hope with the lead. On the weave, Dykema gets it outside to Carey. Carey fires his way in, puts a shot up, no good, ball battled around. Picked up Gafari, he tries it, no good, and Stivey comes away with a basketball. To Neal, three on three, down the middle, tried to force it and draw a foul, and I think he was successful.
Chad Carlson checked in the lineup for Ben Gardner. Van Arendonk looked almost like an offensive lineman trying to clear the way for Grant Neal for that layup attempt.
Grant will step to the line. And makes a free throw.
That's now 9 points for Grant Neal.
61-44, Hope on top. Got the second one, yes. 62-63-44. Stivey, a little one-on-one pressure, but can't stop Whitney. Whitney leaves it on the outside, Carey, with the weave to Dykema. Dykema gets a screen on the outside, takes it underneath, fires it high off the window and in. 63-46, Hope. Stivey over to Edson, cross court, ball tipped away from Van Arendonk. He hustles, gets it back, fires it cross court, Edson to Neal, back again to Van Arendonk, and I think he was fouled.
Yes. Nice pass by Cody Stivey, finding Van Arendonk underneath.
We are right directly at the end of the Hope College bench, and Coach Neal likes to move around a little bit in front of us, and the official was with him that time.
Ooh.
Van Arendonk misses the free throw. Getz comes back in for the Hornets. Van Arendonk hits the front of the iron. No good. Gafari with the rebound. Back out in front they go to Whitney. to Dykema. Dykema underneath puts a shot up over the bucket. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Kalamazoo. Tipping it out was Getz, and so it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Stivey to Carlson. Carlson at that point guard for Gardner. Gardner with three fouls for the Flying Dutchman on the bench. And Carlson slows it down, waits for everybody to get set. They start their move. Edson goes underneath Van Arendonk, back out front. And driving, putting it up and in, I believe.
Stivey.
Yep. 65-46, Hope. Whitney on the outside, leaves it for Dykema. Peters with the basketball. Hands it off to Whitney. Whitney back to Peters. Good. Peters with a little jumper on the right side from about 8 foot out. 65-48, Hope. Stivey. Edson underneath into the corner. Back to Stivey. New in and out of the basket. Rebound comes to Peters. Peters to Whitney. Back to Peters. Alley-oops it to Ghaffari. Ghaffari had Carlson underneath, but somebody came in and knocked the ball out of Ghaffari's hand. Back to Edson. He drives and he is fouled. I think that's going to go against Peters, but it could be another one. It is.
And that is his third foul.
Substitutes getting ready to come in for both these ball clubs. As Edson steps at that line, got the first free throw. Byers and Benson come in for Hope. Miller comes in for Kalamazoo along with Carey. Miller's a freshman, Carey's a senior. Edson drops both of them in. 67-48, Hope on top. 16-20 left. On the outside, Ghaffari with the basketball. Gets it right back with the weave to Getz. Getz, little bounce pass underneath. Open man with Miller. Now they left Miller all by himself underneath, and nice assist there with a bounce pass to get it into him. Edson, bounced it around a few times. It looked like double dribble to everybody except the referee. Underneath, Byers, his hook shot no good. Benson rips it off the board. Outside to Neal. Back to Byers, his shot good. Caleb Byers working hard underneath. Got that one. 69-50. Hope on top. Ghaffari underneath. Carlson with the foul. They run their weave and they're getting Ghaffari on Carlson. And that's a mismatch.
That's the second against Carlson.
Ghaffari gets up in the air. Ghaffari almost outjumped an Arendonk on the original tip. And now he's going one-on-one with Carlson. Left wing to Getz. Bounce pass to Ghaffari. And I think we're going to have another foul on Carlson.
This is going to cause some issues right now because both the Flying Dutchman point guards now have three fouls.
Yeah, get there.
And we have 15 minutes to go. Into Ghaffari.
And
makes that four on Carlson. Okay. And outside for three, no good out there by Carey. Rebound comes to Edson. To Byers. Byers on the left wing. Neal. Benson. Benson in the middle. Hook shot. Good. Good move in the middle by Benson. And a timeout to Hope. And Campbell gets ready to come in at that point guard position for the Flying Dutchman. They lead 71-50. 14:50 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, got a little bit of confusion as that free throw was being taken. The looked like the Flying Dutchman wanted to check Campbell into the ball game right then and there, and Carlson looked like he was going to check out, and something got happened between the communication lines there, and Campbell wasn't able to check into the ball game, and so the Flying Dutchman had to hurry up and get a timeout so to get Carlson out of the ball game before he picked up his fifth foul.
Well, Coach Neal was talking to Carlson over here, and the play was going on at the other end of the court, and Carlson was leaving him 5-4. Kalamazoo with a basketball. Gafari from outside had to shoot over Benson, and he missed a shot. Fight for the basketball.
I think Caleb's going to get this one. Yep. And that.
Five fouls against Hope, three against Kalamazoo in this half. Free throw is good.
And that's Caleb's second foul.
Grant Carey is at the line, dropping the first one in.
Five team fouls now against the Flying Dutchman.
Schoenfeld comes in. He's out of Ann Arbor Pioneer. He started against us last time. And the second one is good by Carey. 71-52. Hope with a lead. Kalamazoo putting on full court pressure, knowing Hope is down to the number three guard. Ball up to Benson and stepped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Hope. So Kalamazoo taking advantage of what the situation is. Edson back out in front to Campbell. To Byers. Byers underneath Edson. His shot slips out of his hand. No good. Rebound. And I think we're going to have
a jump ball.
Wow.
I don't know about that one. We'll take the call. Yes. Eric Duell not happy over on the Kalamazoo bench. He didn't see that. Figured that would be a foul and not a jump ball, which the Flying Dutchman retained possession now.
Inbound pass to Byers. Back to Edson. Edson right at the top of the key with a basketball. Goes one-on-one on the inside. Kicks it back to Grant. Out to Byers. Underneath to Benson. Benson shot off the window. No good. Rebound comes up underneath to Miller. And Byers, I think, is going to get the foul. So that'll be three on Byers, will it not?
That will be the third foul on Byers. 16th foul against the Flying Dutchman.
14 left on the game clock, 71-52, Hope. Grant with the basketball, leaves it for Dykema. Dykema works his way around the edge. Gives it up to Whitney. His shot, no good. Rebound comes to Campbell. Campbell ahead to Byers. He fires away, got
Whoa.
It. Byers with a first break triple, a fast break triple out there. As he got on that outside edge and fired away. 74-52 Hope. Underneath, shot partially blocked, Schoenfeld. Harrison Blackledge comes in. Otto, McMahon, and Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. And Hope, or no, Kalamazoo will set it up. They get it in, working it on the outside edge as Getz. Getz against Benson. Takes him all the way around the edge. The ball is tipped by
It'll
McMahon.
Be Hope's ball. As Dykema got a piece of that one after Corey tipped it. So a nice defensive play for the Flying Dutchman.
So Blackledge will inbound it. And go to the left wing to McMahon. Back to Gardner. Gardner, a little bounce pass to Benson down low. He just turns, goes the hole, puts it up, and
They're going to get an offensive foul on Brock Benson, using his arm to clear away the defender as he was driving to the lane.
He has a habit of reaching out with an elbow and hooking a guy to the inside. It works well to get loose, but Officials don't like it. They can't call it.
And that was Brock's third foul.
On the weave, the Gets. Back out in front they go to Miller. Miller leaves it for Dykema. Dykema into the hands out there of Schoenfeld. Underneath, turnaround shot is no good by Whitney. Rebound comes down.
Oh, and he traveled.
Blacklegs got the rebound, took an extra step. So Kalamazoo will have it underneath their own. Inbound pass comes to Miller. Back out in front, Dykema. He puts it up. It's good for two. 74-52, Hope with the lead. Gardner to Blackledge. Blackledge almost travels. Gave it back to McMahon. Left side, Otto. Otto can't get the shot. Benson comes out on top. Back to Otto, fake the three. Gardner. Underneath Blackledge. Goes to the hoop and he's fouled.
Nice move by Blackledge underneath to draw the foul.
And he's going to get a chance at the free throw line. Harrison has it bound around on the right side and off. Swartz and Gafari back in for Kalamazoo. Blackledge with the second of the free ones. And he's got this one. 75-54, Hope with the lead. Swartz, bounce pass inside to Schoenfeld. Benson tried to block it, and the foul go against Benson.
Yes, it is. That will be his fourth. And Van Arendock will be checking back into the ballgame for Brock Benson.
Miller's going to the line. Miller's 6'8". Hits back, bounds around, bounds up, bounds back, and finally found its way through.
So the foul situation for the Flying Dutchman right now, Benson with four fouls, Chad Carlson with four fouls, Caleb Byers with three, Gardner with three.
And this one's good by Miller. Blackley, a little pressure now. Gardner beats it quickly. The Blackledge, McMahon on the left wing, back to Gardner. Gardner looks underneath, can't get it down low to McMahon. Van Arendock underneath, reverse layup is good. Well, they haven't found an answer for him yet, Adam. Big man controls it on the inside. Dykema to the baseline, and he drives and is fouled. McMahon with the foul.
That'll be Corey's first.
And Dykema will step to the line for the Hornets.
That's the ninth team foul against the Flying Dutchman with 11:26 left in this ballgame.
77-56, Hope with the lead. And this one drops in.
Dykema's a good ball player. We're going to be seeing him for a lot of years.
Well, you got Dykema and Miller, a couple of good freshmen out there that if they stay with your program could become, you know, nucleus for a nice group. So the second was good, 77-58. And we got a foul, and Schoenfeld. That's going to give Hope the basketball right directly in front of us. Over to Gardner, back around to Blackledge. Bounce pass to McMahon, underneath Van Arendock. Back to Gardner, to Van Arendock. He moves into the middle and puts it up and in, and I don't think it's going to be a foul.
He fouled him before he shot it, though, on the arm.
He put the ball in the court, and I think that's when the foul occurred.
Yep, and since they're not in the bonus yet, they'll have to take the ball underneath, and it looks like Corey McMahon will be the one inbounding it for the Flying Dutchman.
It's an alley-oop pass to Harrison. Blackledge has the ball stripped away. Ghaffari. Defense is back. Ghaffari takes it against three guys and loses it.
Well, Gardner blocked it out of bounds.
Throw them along to the Hornets. Schwartz gets it into Miller. Back out on top to Dykema. Dykema to Ghaffari. And Gardner almost took it away, and Bonnie Miller picks it up. Fires away. No good. Gardner whistle blows underneath, and somebody got caught. And it's going to go against Schoenfeld. Blackledge will go back to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Campbell into the ball game for Gardner. Blackledge at the line. Puts the first one through.
That's now 6 points for Blackledge on the evening.
Gets that toe in the right spot. Second one, good. 78-58, home for the lead. Peters comes back in for the Hornets. Getz and Schwartz, the two guards. Schwartz with the ball. The school there, carry, stolen by McMahon. He takes it underneath and loses it. Had the breakaway out there, the man chasing him, but he never really got complete control of that basketball and ended up off his shin and out of bounds. So it goes back to the Hornets. Schwartz will bring it back the other direction. Bounce pass to Peters. Peters, Dykema. Dykema at the top of the key. Back to Peters. Peters goes underneath. Hands it off underneath.
Oh.
Rejected underneath. Getz put the shot up. B.A. rejected it. And Harrison Blackledge drove through two guys. Got hit on one side. Bounced back on the other. And the foul is going to go against Dykema. So Blackledge will go back to that line.
Blackledge is doing a good job getting to the foul line this evening, Ron.
He's aggressive. It gets him into foul trouble sometimes, but he's aggressive on the court.
Well, he's now six of eight from the free throw line this evening. So majority of his points are coming from the free throw line.
Has the second one. Got it. Gets with the basketball to Dykema. There's Schwartz. Schwartz around the edge to Dykema. Dykema with the weave. Takes it around the edge. Puts it up. Off the window. Rolls around. No good. Rebound. Blackledge. To Campbell. Campbell. McMahon underneath an Arendonk. An Arendonk can't get the shot. Step out of bounds, I believe. Try to reverse layup underneath and steps out of bounds. Hope comes in with some substitutes as Byers comes back in. And Edson and Neal. With a basketball for the Hornets, Schwartz. On the weave to Dykema. Ball stolen away by Edson. One-on-one with Peters. Takes him underneath. Puts it up and in. 83-58. Hope on top. 9 1/4 left. Schwartz works it to the left side to Dykema. Dykema had a little carry there. And he puts it up and in. Team's training baskets on that one. Back and forth quickly. 83-60. Hope with the lead in the basketball. Campbell on the outside. Edson back to Campbell. Campbell in and out. Byers gets it to Neal. Neal drives on the right side. Off the window and in. Grant using the glass very well on that little jumper. Hornets with the basketball. Schwartz quickly in the other direction to Peters. Peters kicks it off at the corner. Shot in and out of the basket. Edson with the rebound. Ahead to Byers. Byers runs it down and tipped it off the guy's head.
But Byers had already been standing on the out-of-bounds line, so...
So the ball is going to belong to Kalamazoo as Ghaffari comes back in. Hands it off to Schwartz, and Schwartz will take his time. Little bounce pass to Peters as he pops out on top. Peters for three, hits the iron, no good. Edson with the rebound to Campbell. Campbell cross court to Byers. Underneath. Nice setup pass by Byers to VA. And all VA had to do was just drop it in. 87-60. How many points VA have?
That's 18 now for Van Arendonk.
And Ghaffari works underneath and puts it in at the other end. Campbell with the basketball. 87-62 Hope. Byers to Neal. Back out to Campbell. Over to Edson. Edson, right wing to Campbell. He puts up a three off the mark. High goes Peters for the basketball. Over to Schwartz. Schwartz takes Campbell underneath, and Campbell's going to get his first foul. McMahon, Stivey, Carlson, Brushweiler, and Harrison Blackledge all getting ready to come in for the Flying Dutchman. 7:29 left, 87-62 Hope. At the line for the Hornets, Cam Schwartz. Swish. Coming in for the Hornets is Grant Carey. Schwartz will have the second one. He got it. Miller comes back in for Kalamazoo. And Kalamazoo comes out with a little pressure defense. McMahon in the backcourt along with Carlson. Carlson double teamed. Underneath Blackledge all by himself. And Carlson saw him. Got him the basketball. All he had to do was put it in. 89-64 Hope. Miller way up on top of the key. He's a big 6'8 kid, the freshman. Over out on the outside, leaves it, forgets. To Ghaffari. Ghaffari drives in, puts it off the window and in. That's 14 for Ghaffari. Over to Stivey. Back on the right side to McMahon. Out to Carlson. Back to Stivey, left wing. His shot, no good. Rebound comes to Miller. Miller leaves it for Schwartz. Schwartz goes one-on-one underneath Carlson. Stivey with the block. Loose basketball picked up Ghaffari. Ghaffari at the left wing. Kicks it in the corner. Shot taken. It's short out there by Getz. And Blackledge with the rebound. Underneath Brushweiler. And he is hammered underneath Hope's basket and will go to the line. So Brushweiler will get a chance to get his name in the scorebook.
Flying Dutchman have four freshmen out on the floor right now. Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, no, it almost did, though. He didn't call bank on it. He banked it off on the free throw, and it went all the way around the rim and then off the backboard a second time and then just couldn't fall.
This one hit, bounce high, no good. Rebound comes down to Kalamazoo. Adams is in now for Kalamazoo. Ghaffari on the outside. Drives underneath, puts up the jumper. It's short, rebound, Blackledge. Gets it up ahead, Brushweiler. Has the ball taken away. Knocked out of bounds. They didn't call a foul. But the basketball is going to go to Hope College. So Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. Slap of the basketball underneath the Stivey, but it's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Hope underneath their own basket. Plenty of time on the shot clock, 29 on the shot clock. So Brush Rider slaps the ball. He'll inbound it and has to go way outside to McMahon, and he puts in a triple. Flipped it out to McMahon. All he did was back away and drained the triple. 92-66. Hope with the lead. 5:46 left in this one.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, I got a halftime score out of town for the Albion Trine game. 29-23 at the half. No, that's not a football score. That's a basketball score. Albion up 29-23 at the half. So Albion, that game is pivotal on the point that we will find out who the Flying Dutchman will face in the first round of the MIAA playoffs. That will be the deciding game right there.
Kalamazoo with the basketball. Adams goes on the right side. Ball taken away by McMahon. Good move that time by McMahon as he took it away from Mark Gafari. McMahon works Gafari. Turn around off the window. No good. Tip out to Carlson. Underneath the Blackledge. Tipped up by
Brushweiler.
Brushweiler with a nice tip on that one. Underneath goes Grant. His shot misses. Rebound Stivey. Carlson on the breakaway to McMahon. McMahon has a shot blocked by Miller. Miller will wait for a guard to come up. Schwartz. And give it to him. Goes back to the point. Works his way to the right side. Leaves it at the wing for Adams. Adams takes it on top. Back to Gafari, and Brushweiler tried to throw a little block that time and got the ball. Campbell getting ready to come back in for Hope along with Otto. They're going to have to wait until Gafari shoots a free throw. And he makes it. Whitney comes in for Kalamazoo. Dykema in for Kalamazoo. You'll have the second. And this one's good. 94-68.
And we're going to get a medical timeout because apparently Corey McMahon has been cut open on his shoulder. I don't think he even realized it until the official pointed it out.
It's kind of off the back part of it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, on the left, his left arm. So nothing serious, just a little cut. So Corey will get himself bandaged up, and Chad Carlson checks into the ballgame for him.
Full court press by Kalamazoo. Campbell across the timeline is double teamed on the outside. Loses the basketball, and it was off Campbell and out of bounds to Kalamazoo. So their pressure defense played off. Whitney with the basketball for the Hornets. On the weave to Dykema out to Gafari. Gafari gets a screen from Miller. Spins around, does a 360 and drains it. 94-70, Hope with the lead and the basketball. Otto back out in front to Carlson. Over to Campbell. Baseline shot. Good for three by Sam Otto. Comes Whitney. Little bounce pass underneath Miller. Freshman, nice little hook shot. Misses. Rebound comes to Blackledge. Bounce pass. Nice bounce pass that time. Campbell fed it in to Brushweiler for two. 99-70. Fans want the Flying Dutchman to get to that 100 mark. Whitney fires away. It's no good. Blackledge with the rebound out to Carlson. Carlson back to Campbell. Campbell drives in, flips it over on the side. Where is it?
That was Blackledge, and he missed the shot. Miller with the rebound.
So Kalamazoo gets the ball back to Gafari. Out front to Dykema. Dykema beats his man, takes it around the edge, and puts it in.
That's 20 now for Dykema.
99-72, hope of the lead. Brushweiler, shot misses. Tipped up, Campbell fires away. He's got it! And the Flying Dutchman hit 101, and Campbell making that last shot with the steal. 2-on-1, and feeds Otto. Wanted to feed him for a slam dunk out there. Instead of giving the ball to put it up and in and slam it if he wanted to, he tried to feed him off the backboard. Didn't quite work, but Sam did get a foul, so he's going to the line.
The reason why everybody was happy when Campbell hit that shot, now every member of the Flying Dutchman have scored this evening for the Flying Dutchman.
And Otto drops this in. Subs in. Jake Whitney comes in. Keith Garber also in for the Hornets. So both coaches have cleared their bench. Free throw misses. Tapped out to Otto. Back to Carlson for three. Yes! Carlson with a triple. 105-72. Hope with a lead. Underneath go the Hornets, and having a nice shot underneath is number 21, Schoenfeld. 105-74. Brushweiler goes underneath, and he is fouled. Schoenfeld with the foul. So Brushweiler will have his opportunity. This is as aggressive as I've seen him so far this year.
And we've seen him in some junior varsity games, right, too, and he has not been as aggressive as he has been here tonight.
Off the back of the iron, misses.
The Flying Dutchman only 3 points away from matching their high total for points per game.
And this one rolls around and drops in. 106-74, 2 minutes left in the ball game. On the outside, Kalamazoo with the basketball. Josh Whitney, little give and go, and a foul underneath. Adams took that down low, and the foul is going to go against Brushweiler. And at the line will be Keaton Adams. He's out of playing well. First one is no good. Olafop comes in for the Hornets. Free throw misses. Blackledge rebounds. Campbell with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Brushweiler kicks it back to Campbell. Out front, Otto. Otto drives in and looks like he was hit on the way. Number 10. Oliphant with the foul, and Sam Otto goes to the line. And this one's good.
7 points now for Sam Otto.
Be the second one. This one's good. So 108 on the scoreboard for the Flying Dutchman tonight. 74. Right now for the Hornets. Dribble drive shot underneath by the Hornets out there. That was Getz. Campbell for three. Misses. Ball tapped around underneath. Blackledge with the rebound. He misses a layup shot. Tried to put it back in. Rebound comes underneath to the Hornets. And a timeout is called by Kalamazoo for a substitute. And I don't have him on the roster. Number 12. How about the orange one?
I'm checking. Yeah, they haven't updated it yet. That's going to be Scott Warman.
On the outside is Garber. He fires away. No good. Campbell with a rebound. Over to Carlson underneath Blackledge. Fake left, went right. Misses a shot. Brushwider rebounds. Carlson for three. Misses. Rebound comes underneath to Jake Whitney. Underneath they go. Little jumper off the window is good. That one by Keith Garber. 108-78, Hope with a lead. 37 seconds left. Campbell underneath. Otto puts in two. 110-78, Flying Dutchman. Works the outside. Driving underneath. Oliphant, he misses. Rebound, Brushwider. 19 seconds left. 110-78, and I think they're going to let it go that way. As Carlson just kind of walks around and Kalamazoo backing off. And that's going to be our final tonight here from Kalamazoo as the Flying Dutchmen have cinched a tie for first place in the MIAA with this victory tonight. 110-78 over the Hornets. One more to go, and that's against Adrian on Saturday for an outright MIAA championship this year for this ball club. And they've worked hard. Hopefully they can go get that one next week, or this Saturday, rather, against the Bulldogs from Adrian.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have defeated Kalamazoo College 110-78 and have clinched a share of the MIAA regular season championship. By default, they have, of defeating Calvin in both their contests this season, they have now clinched home court advantage in the MIAA playoffs, which will start a week from tonight. So the Flying Dutchman will host the number four seed, whoever that may be. With the victory, the Flying Dutchman have eliminated Kalamazoo College out of the MIAA playoff picture. The number four, three, and four seed will either be Albion or Trine. They are playing at this very moment down in Angola, Indiana. That will probably be the matchup which will decide who will be the number three and the number four seed going into the MIAA playoffs. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Kalamazoo College, who shot 41% from the field, 27 of 65. They were 4 of 14 from three-point land for 28.6%. Did a reasonably good job from the free throw line, going to 20 of 25 for 80%. And they had 28 rebounds, 8 offensive, 20 defensive, and they turned over the ball 10 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, another lights-out shooting performance. They shot 59.7% from the field, 43 of 72. They shot 46% from three-point land, going 6 of 13. And they made 18 of 27 of their free throws for 66%. They had a sizable rebounding edge, 47 rebounds to 28 rebounds for Kalamazoo, 13 offensive rebounds, 34 defensive rebounds. The Flying Dutchman also turned over the ball on 10 separate occasions. Individual statistics for Kalamazoo College. They were led in scoring by a freshman, Adam Dykema, who had 20 points along with two rebounds. MIAA leading scorer, Mark Jafari, had 18 points and 6 rebounds. Grant Carey had 7 points and 3 rebounds. Josh Whitney, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists. Adam Peters was held to only 9 points and 4 rebounds. Cam Schwartz had 6 points and 2 rebounds. Aaron Schoenfeld had 2 points. Keith Gerber, also 2 points. Scott Warmham had 2 points. And Josh Miller came off the bench and had 8 points and 4 rebounds for the Hornets. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, every single member of the squad got onto the scoreboard this evening. They were led by Nate Van Arendock's 18 points. He had also 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Harrison Blackledge had 11 points and 10 rebounds, so two. He had a double-double. Grant Neal had 12 points and 2 rebounds. Alex Edson had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Cody Stivey had 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Ben Gardner, 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Chad Carlson, 3 points, 1 rebound, and 3 assists. Caleb Byers, 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. And we're being joined by Coach Tom Davilar. Congratulations, Coach, on clinching a share of the MIAA regular season championship.
Thank you very much. Our guys really worked hard tonight and throughout this season to earn that championship. And nothing against sharing with people. We'd like to take it all our own, but it's a great feeling tonight. We've clinched the number one seed, clinched at least a co-championship in the MIAA. You play January and February, 7 weeks to get to this point. We didn't have to rely on anybody else. We took care of business tonight. All 13 guys out here scored and contributed to a big, big Hope College win.
Kalamazoo likes the up-tempo ball game, and you guys played it to a point where you guys just decided to play the same kind of ball game with them, and you did very well up and down the floor.
Yeah, it was an exciting game to watch if you like offense. I thought we had a big run or two in the first half where our defense really turned into good offense for us. In other words, we turned them over. We got some runouts and scored some quick baskets, got some space between ourselves and them, and we won the first half pretty decisively in the second half as well.
You guys played the high-low ball game with Caleb Byers and Nate Van Arendock underneath. Did that really well. They had a great combination going there for a lot of the time when they were in the ball game together.
Yeah, they did. They did a nice job. There's a lot of great numbers on this stat sheet as I look at it. We shot 60% on the road. We out-rebounded team by 19. We get everybody in the scoring column. We got good action off the bench by Harrison Blackledge and a number of people, but the big number that stands out to me here is the fact we had 26 assists tonight on our 43 baskets. So the ball was moving. We played unselfishly. We have, I think, at least 6 guys with 3 assists, so it was a good thing to see. We were focused offensively, and unlike the other night, Saturday night at the DeVos, where bad offense turned into a bad defense, tonight good defense turned into good offense, and our guys are to be credited with putting a good 40 minutes together here this evening.
You have Adrian coming up on Saturday. What are the things you guys are going to be working on in order to get ready for the MIAA playoffs?
Well, there's really nothing new at this point. We have to go down there and take care of business on Saturday night, and expectations will be high for us to do so. We respect all our opponents in the league. We are at the top of the standings because for the most part this year we have taken care of business every Wednesday and Saturday night, and I guess one Monday night during the season. So focus is on Hope College, and are very pleased. I think sometimes this group tends to play better on the road. We get a little more focused. I think sometimes at home the expectations are high. They want to do things for the fans and other things. And tonight we just got on the bus with our players and got down here and took care of business, and it was good to see for 40 minutes.
Congratulations, Coach, on the nice victory and the share of the MIAA regular season championship.
Thank you, fellas. I'm sure you enjoyed bringing it to the fans back home on the radio and those that will watch and listen. And Saturday night we want to complete the deal on the road at Adrian, and we'll get ready in the next couple days to do that. So thanks very much. Talk to you Saturday evening.
Thanks, Coach. And that was Coach Tom Davilar joining us for the post-game interview. Let's send it back to the studio for one more one-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Crowns Motor post-game show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Flying Dutchman of Hope College have clinched a share of the MIAA regular season championship with a 110-78 victory over Kalamazoo College down here at the Anderson Event Center here in Kalamazoo. Ron, you got a chance to look at the final scores. You got a lot of red marks there, a lot of good players playing really well tonight. Who do you think should be the player of the game?
Well, how about the whole team out there? I got everybody circled. Like Coach said out there, 26 assists tonight, but those 26 assists came from 7 different ball players. 7 of them had 3 assists apiece. And so it wasn't just one person feeding down low. It was everybody that set up somebody else. And unselfish type of basketball for the Flying Dutchman. And everybody scores and everybody has fun when you have a ball game like this. Now, as far as a ball game is concerned, picking the most valuable, I think Nate Van Arendonk had one of the better ball games that he has had this season, but we've gone with Nate a couple different times, and I like to spread it around. So I'm going to go kind of switch away a little bit and give his partner in crime, as you might say, Caleb Byers, as the most valuable today, with the feeding that he did to Van Arendonk down low, and he himself did a good job working the boards. He had 5 rebounds, 13 points, 3 assists, and he kept himself in the ball game. Only had 3 fouls, so, and he was 6 for 8 for shooting. So one of them a triple, can't get much better than that. So I'm going to maybe surprise him a little bit and give him the MVP tonight.
The La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game is Caleb Byers and is presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. We'd also like to congratulate Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch. They have already clinched the MIAA regular season championship, but another nice feat to add to their season. They defeated Albion tonight 69-53. They were led by Brittany Berry's 18 points. Maura McAfee, another double-double. She had 17 points and 11 rebounds. Significance of this victory, the Flying Dutch improved their record to 24-0. They also have a perfect regular season in the MIAA, going undefeated 16-0 through the MIAA regular season. Their last remaining home game for the regular season will be against Rochester at the DeVos Fieldhouse on Saturday afternoon. The official attendance of tonight's ballgame is 223 and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 740. 740-